This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. There are a lot of Bahamian international students enrolled in Florida colleges and universities. At Florida Memorial University in Miami Gardens, 15% of the student population is from the Bahamas. In the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, students are worried about their families back home and whether they'll be able to stay in school here.
This was our feeble effort, God, to let our students understand that they are loved.
A little over a week after Hurricane Dorian made landfall and ravaged parts of the Bahamas, students at Florida Memorial University joined together for a prayer service.
I pray for everyone whose mother or father is still in the islands. I pray for their families, oh God.
Bria Roll sat in the front pew with her head bowed.
We really have nothing to go back to. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't stop praying. My family members sent in pictures. And of course, that sent me downhill because everything is destroyed.
Roll is from Grand Bahama, one of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Dorian. Her home in the Bahamas is unrecognizable. Her mom is out of work and two cousins were still missing more than a week after the hurricane.
It's really hard when you've heard from them the day before the storm and then now after the storm, you don't know where they are.
Roll is president of a Florida Memorial student group called Bahamian Connection. She immediately helped start a collection drive on campus to send relief items home. She says that helped her feel connected, but she and her classmates have many worries.
I mean, besides having a place to stay and our family being okay, when it comes to school, the concern is where's the funds going to come from for us to make sure we can come back to school and finish, because we don't have it.
Yearly tuition at the private historically black university is about $12,500, not including housing and other fees. Some families, like Rolls, lost everything. And others now have to help family members who lost everything.
The last word I got from my uncle in Abaco before we lost connection with them was that the roof of their house was gone.
Khalil Dean is a freshman at Florida Memorial. His parents live in Nassau and are okay. He says his family in Nassau are going to have to take in his aunts and uncles from northern Bahamas who were left homeless because of Dorian.
So I feel like the biggest challenge for us is helping our family because we don't know how we're going to be able to help them in this situation. As simple as giving them a hug would mean so much.
Florida Memorial School officials are putting together a list of Bahamian students to figure out how many students will need financial help. These are college students, and now they have to worry about if they're going to be able to stay in school and if their family members back home are going to be okay. Adrian Cooper is the university's provost.
Some of them have not only lost their own homes, but their parents have lost their place of work. And so they have some concerns about what can happen in terms of, you know, their finances.
And because these are international students, many are here on visas that restrict their ability to work in the U.S., Cooper says she's looking to the school's donors to help set up a fund for Bahamian students.
To help sponsor scholarships for the students who have lost so that they can remain in school. Some of them are in their last year, in their last semester, and so we would hate for that to be a barrier for them to be able to graduate.
Cooper says the university is also making sure Bahamian students impacted by Hurricane Dorian have a place to talk. Raquel Johnson is a freshman. And she says trying to balance school and updates from her family in the Bahamas is taking a toll. She says two of her aunts from Abacos were still missing.
You have like little kids who didn't make it, families that didn't make it. You see what I'm saying? You feel that.
Johnson was one of the many students who attended the prayer for Bahamian students at Florida Memorial University in Miami Gardens.
I pray for our brothers and sisters in the Bahamas. I pray for the ministers. I pray for the mothers who have lifted up their children and home.
She says the prayers, vigils, and peer support sessions at school have helped. And she's staying away from Facebook and WhatsApp so she doesn't have to see the images of Hurricane Dorian's destruction and to try to focus on school. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.